I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
It's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government. This is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuning in live this Wednesday, May 11th, 2022 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And it is a wild and dystopic ride. And it just gets more and more interesting. Common sense ain't too common, as Mom would say. I hope you had a great Mother's Day. Mine was a bit extended, obviously. We did rebroadcast for the last 2 days this week. Monday, May 9th, and Tuesday, May 10th. But now we get to talk about fun things, right? I think it's interesting that as certain towns and communities seem to wither across the country, others are swelling. People are fleeing. There are refugees fleeing places like California and New York still to other smaller places. And you wonder what are people doing for work and gainful employment? People in those smaller places are posting things on social media about the fact that food and housing prices are skyrocketing, and also the law enforcement stuff is staffing and so on is not, there is no expansion commensurate to the population, the massive influx of new folks. So people are complaining about that, and you can't help but think about the defund the police nonsense that we heard recently. But there are county commissioners, for example, who are saying, no, you need to, there's no money. You need to find a way to absorb any new costs. You can't have new sheriff's deputy positions, for example. And you need to provide the same level of service. There are articles that have been written about this stuff across the country in these small places. But this reminds me of what I said. It's a midterm. It's midterm season, right? So it reminds me of what I said I would say if I ran for mayor, for example, and I think the first thing that I would say is we have these services.
Good morning. Good morning. We're live this Monday. This Monday, May 16th, 2022. We are live now that we got our reboots and things straightened out. Good morning. Monday. Welcome back. All right. Or welcome me back, I guess. It's a Monday, so we're having fun. All right. So I started writing about Ukraine. Maybe that's not, maybe that's politically unacceptable, but seriously, it was supposed to be short and sweet, and it sort of grew and grew a little bit, but maybe we'll talk about that too. I thought it was interesting. I've mentioned a few of these things, but well, let's just save that. Let's do listener email first. How about Brian says, I hate to be a grammar Nazi, but it really grates upon my ears to hear you mispronounce the word patently all the time. The correct pronunciation is patently. It is pronounced with a long A sound and not a short A sound, which you incessantly employ. That's true. Very true. Please correct this pronunciation or I shall be compelled to have the SS round you up and deport you off to Auschwitz. To avoid this odious work camp, I suggest you train your mind to pronounce the word patently correctly with a long A sound, a minimum of 100 times in a row. Well, duly noted, Brian. I appreciate that, and thank you for sparing me the work camps. I will henceforth pronounce the word properly. I do mispronounce that. You know, I have my own quirks and idiosyncrasies, and it's important. So, duly noted, henceforth, patently. Got it. I will train my brain. So, also, I thought it was interesting, you know, speaking of nothing new under the sun, everything old is new again kind of stuff. Larry sends me this article from Bregan.com and from Peter Bregan and Ginger Ross Breggin. You probably may recall Peter Breggin from, among other things, Aaron and Melissa Dyke's documentary, The Minds of Men. So this article is titled Biden Handing Over U.S. Sovereignty to WHO. And we've been watching this for the past 20 years, right? I mean, we might say the same thing that was happening during the staged protests of the WTO, the World Trade Organization. So, you know, again, this is nothing new. This is part of a strategy that's actually very, very old. If you read Plato's Republic, you'll get a flavor for it. And speaking of this sort of end game, there are a few things that I think are helpful. You know, you could, what do you do? Like, how do you inform your fellow man if you feel so inclined or compelled? And I think, you know, something that would be really interesting is if we could create our own sort of library project. You can't rely on bad guys anywhere to do it. It should probably be a physical thing, but if it has to be a digital thing, digital is good. The interwebs are good to an extent, but, you know, how can we ensure that resources will be available, shall we say, in perpetuity? That's been an ongoing challenge, I would say. You know, about the time somebody does something really magnificent is the time they run out of funding or lose the domain or you know, something happens and the project is attacked. You know, it comes under heavy DDoS attack, or Google raises the bar, and, you know, you have to jump through certain hoops. Otherwise, people who try to find your information on search are told, oh no, that's dangerous. That's a condemned building. Don't go in there. Or, you know, somebody passes away or something like that, as was the case with Joan Vion and Dr. Stan Monteith and so many other folks. You know, they put together this, I mean, the interviews that Stan Monteith did, they were just absolutely magnificent. And you go back and listen to that stuff, the things that people like Joan Vion, you know, the work that she did, Stan Monteith and some of his interviews and things, and who else was I just thinking of? You know, you go back and look at, just go watch one of the videos that Joan Vion did. They are as relevant today as they were, you know, William Cooper, Bill Cooper, same kind of thing, you know, which I think is why the establishment has to sort of acknowledge Bill Cooper and behold a pale horse. Why the effort to discredit him and besmirch him posthumously, unless his work is having an impact? There could be a tipping point. And there have been moments in American history, you know, about 100 years ago, for example, when there were courageous folks who, and it's more than 100 years, you know, obviously throughout American history, there have been challenges. For example, one thing that seems to get a person killed pretty quickly is if you challenge the money powers. Apparently the money powers are something that is very important. And it seems, at least in my own humble estimation, that when you start messing around with that, that might get you killed or attempts on your life. You know, you have guys like Jackson and Lincoln and Garfield, McKinley, JFK. The common thread is, at least one of the common threads, I would say the most prominent common thread is the money power. Jackson obviously vetoed the renewal of the charter for the Second Central Bank of the United States. And Lincoln, you know, greenbacks was an issue, and Lincoln is one of those curious characters. Garfield and McKinley had some interesting remarks, and you know, is a remark enough to get you assassinated? No, but if you intend on doing something about it, maybe. And that sort of seems to call to mind JFK, although J. Edward Griffin seems to disagree that Executive Order 11-110 was as controversial as some folks would believe, including yours truly. So, I think in my own humble estimation, it's, I don't know, just curious coincidences of timing. It was, I think right around the time, June of 1963, that the announcement of the trip to Dallas was made. And it's also a curious coincidence of timing at the same time, and this is a deep, dark rabbit hole, obviously, but, you know, around the same time, Darwin Payne was sent to Dallas as a fledgling reporter by his own account. And so, you know, he's the guy who ends up getting a hold of Abraham Zapruder's personal notes, his notebook. And as I said, I mean, you can go on C-SPAN still to this day and listen to Darwin Payne. I think it was back in the 90s, 30th anniversary or something like that, of the assassination of JFK. Darwin Payne talking about the day, and, you know, November 22nd, 1963, and just happening upon Abraham Zapruder and getting his notes and saying, I still have his notes, his personal notes to this day. So why would the federal government allow Darwin Payne to keep those notes? That seems strange, along with all of the other intel that was gathered, allegedly. So, you know, it's probably for obvious reasons, same reason that the, you know, you couldn't actually tour the, you couldn't look out the window after, it wasn't long, right? How long was it? I forget. You couldn't look out the window at the book depository anymore because it's too obvious that that's an impossible mental leap to, you know, the magic bullet theory is just not possible. So Wikipedia even says, which I think is curious to me, it's the Streisand effect in full effect. Does anybody, you know, might as well throw Jackson in there. Do people know? After a 10-month investigation, the Warren Commission concluded that Oswald assassinated Kennedy. Well, there you go, open and shut. Despite the fact that there was concern among some folks that, you know, if the American public read the Warren Commission's findings, there would be scandal and controversy, but Alan Dulles said basically it's a non-factor because the American public doesn't read. So, but Wikipedia says Oswald, the Warren Commission concluded, acted entirely alone, even though subsequent
Consider this.
Investigations have proved otherwise. Dead and that Ruby, what was what Jack's,
want to see.
What was it,
and
Jacob
frankly,
Rubenstein,
most of
I think?
Us are still dead.
Jack Ruby killed Oswald
alone. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons.
Sure. That
Number
makes
one,
perfect
don't
sense.
Buy it
and why
you need
wouldn't
to make
he?
Money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have.
Oh, we're in a break.
Don't
Stick around.
Don't ever look
right
at
back.
The price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
It's the good life. Full of fun seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself. Don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. That's fantastic for a Monday, isn't it? I think it's fantastic. You know, this is one of the important discussions for sure. This Streisand effect and full effect deal with the money, you know, the funny money stuff. And what is money? What is money really? Usury is a subject that comes into view, you know, debt that cannot be canceled out. They Own It All, Including You by Means of Toxic Currency is a good book by Ronald McDonald and Robert Rowan, obviously. You know, really, for a fairly exhaustive primer on the subject from the appropriate perspective, I would say. You know, we're led to believe that things are complicated. They even talk about the fact that inflation is used in a way to confuse people and distract from the real issue. And inflation is the invisible tax. It's obvious, and it's basically a maxim of history. So, you know, they talk about the ways that that's used to deceive people. Anyway, it's a fantastic primer on the subject. This money thing comes up again and again. So, you know, you look at the list on Wikipedia of presidents who died in office, which includes the four who were assassinated. But is it just the four, or, you know, I don't know. Maybe I would say there are at least, when you learn that there is, you know, the satanic contingent that's trying to control and run the world in Genesis 6 sort of fashion, Genesis 11, Genesis 6, in Neoplatonic sort of fashion, poisoning is a favorite tactic. Lewis T. McFadden, for example, we know something bad happened to him. What the heck happened to him? Didn't he survive a failed poisoning attempt, I believe? And wasn't McFadden poisoned? I think that was a kind of the historical consensus, but I don't see that on Wikipedia. Why is that? I wonder. So you look at these four who were assassinated in office, that, you know, what is acknowledged, basically, you might say, Lincoln, Garfield, McKinley, JFK, and then you have Jackson, who survived a failed assassination attempt, two pistols misfire at point blank range. And then you have these other guys, Harrison, Taylor, Harding, and FDR. You know, there has been speculation throughout the years that FDR was poisoned. Or, you know, otherwise stricken ill intentionally. There was the, you know, Reagan failed assassination attempt, what was going on there. And, you know, we just, the more you dig in, the more you find curious connections. I think George Herbert Walker Bush was one of the most sinister and nefarious people who ever lived. But, you know, I think Reagan intended to live up to the courage of his convictions. And there were other folks who said, not so fast. But the money issue is, it comes into view. And that's a curious thing. Connections like Rothschild family connections and so forth. So maybe we'll talk about that a little bit more. Stick around. We'll be right back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here?
Welcome back.
Want a perfect soul.
So, this issue of money powers, it should be, I think it should be a harbinger. It should be the Streisand effect in full effect. There have been folks who have said things, you know, speaking of McFadden, Richard Cook over at, Richard Cook wrote an article over at Dandelion Salad back in 2008, July 21, 2008. You know, there's some interesting things happening then. It was a good article. Lewis T. McFadden, 1876 to 1936, An American Hero by Richard C. Cook. Dr. Ron Paul, Republican candidate for the 2008 presidential nomination, is not the first U.S. politician to point to the abuses of the Federal Reserve System and call for its abolishment. Similar pleas to get rid of the Fed were made by Representatives Wright Patman, 1893 to 1976, and Henry Gonzalez, 1916 to 2000, both Democratic congressmen from Texas and chairman of the House Banking Committee. You know, you get to a point where, I mean, how can you not know? If you recall, however, how controversial the Fed was when it was first proposed and then maneuvered through a recessing Congress just before Christmas 1913, Representative Charles Lindbergh Sr., Republican Minnesota and father of the future aviator, called the Federal Reserve Act, quote, the worst legislative crime of the ages. So, you know, this is a fantastic article by Richard C. Cook. I think I'm pretty sure I've mentioned it in the past, but so he writes, speaking of McFadden, reporting his death in its October 14 issue, Pelley's Weekly stated that it had, quote, become known among his intimates that he had suffered two previous attacks against his life. The first attack came in the form of two revolver shots fired at him from ambush as he was alighting from a cab in front of one of the Capitol hotels. Fortunately, both shots missed him. The bullets buried themselves in the structure of the cab. Next, he became violently ill after partaking of food at a political banquet in Washington. His life was only saved from what was subsequently announced as a poisoning by the presence of a physician friend at the banquet who at once procured a stomach pump and subjected the congressman to emergency treatment. Evidently, the third time the assassin succeeded, and the most articulate critic of the Federal Reserve and the financier's control of the nation was dead. He was 60 years old. So that's the conclusion of the article. And one reader comments, is there any other source for McFadden's poisoning besides Pelley's Weekly? I don't know about you guys, but I'd like something a little better than that as my credible source. Research Pelley's Weekly yourselves. Exactly. So, you know, I agree with this reader and his comment. Todd PK, I think, is, I can say his comment. Despite gender dysphoria, but, you know, at the same time, you think of what has happened and how absurd most of what is put out in the press has become in mainstream circles. And, you know, I've commented several times in recent years about how ironic it is that Time Magazine, Washington Post, and so many of these allegedly mainstream, allegedly credentialed media outlets look more conspiratorial all the time and strange and wacky if you have your feet planted on the ground, and how legitimate the National Enquirer seems, for example. You know, inquiring minds want to know. It used to be outrageous and ridiculous, and now, you know, you read some of the stories, and I've talked about some over the years that are, it's actually great reporting in some cases. So, you know, I agree with the issue about Pelley's Weekly, but what do? You know, we watch the lie agreed upon or myth being shaped right before our very eyes on Wikipedia, for example. So anyway, it's a curious thing. You know, you hear about the controversy, whether or not – I don't know. You start investigating and the facts are out there. And, you know, even if the facts aren't out there, there are strange coincidences that guys like Ray Kurzweil want to augment or replace with computing performed in a neural implant or externally. You remember Chapter 11, 2029 from Kurzweil's Age of Spiritual Machines? Why visual pattern recognition and long-term memory? Why target those specifically? Why single them out? Is that something that we all think, gosh, you know, if I could just get rid of or augment or replace my visual pattern recognition and long-term memory, that would be fantastic. Maybe we do think that, but I don't think we have the same things in mind that someone like Ray Kurzweil and his master have in mind. I think it's something entirely different. I think it's more of a total recall Blade Runner sort of scenario. Are these really my memories? Did I really... You know, I mean, that's what we've heard already, right? You can vacation on Mars. It's a strange world. A wild and dystopic ride. Let's all vacation on Mars. Maybe it's Mars. So, you know, the facts are out there. Even if the facts aren't out there, the coincidences, the uncanny, unlikely coincidences are out there. Again, the money issue seems to be deleterious to one's health. Finding the money issue objectionable seems to be deleterious. That's one of the things, you know, it's fascinating. Can you criticize the president? Yeah, to a degree. You know, if you get too wild and crazy, I suppose black SUVs, black Suburbans will pull up and guys in sunglasses might want to ask you some questions. But generally speaking, sure, you can be critical. We've heard people, I mean, I don't know about you, but I mentioned the peculiar incident that I witnessed, you know, of someone had spray painted an expletive and Trump on the side of a house. Who would do that? That's a little wacky. So, you know, these two characters in particular, Biden and Trump, seem to be very, if you want to foment societal conflict, if you want to foment unrest, civil unrest, these are probably the best characters to do it. And I mentioned right after the 2020 election that I think even before, Joe Biden is a perfect candidate for that. You know, if you want to pick the best candidate for the progressive contingent or whatever to advance an establishment narrative, Biden might not be the best, most politically correct candidate. I would argue he's not, especially with all of the bizarre things that he's done and said. He's just not as slick and polished as some of the younger folks who campaigned on the Democratic ticket, you know, this last election cycle, 2020. But he is perhaps the best lightning rod sort of figure, you know. If you take someone like Pete Buttigieg, you know, a Gramsciite cutout like his father, more slick and polished, you know, kind of a Barack Obama type. That's, you know, that's kind of the direction you would go if you want the political correct thing. But if you want to foment conflict and you want to get people pitted against one another and at odds, who better than Biden? You know, and a yes man who, for whatever reason, half the time doesn't even seem to know where he is or where he's been or, you know, whether he's Joe or Jill. You know, fantastic character. And then, of course, you have Donald Trump come out after the White House press correspondent dinner and what's his name? Comedian... well, Trevor Noah. You know, after that, you have Donald Trump on CBN, of all places. By the way, I got to say, speaking of a wild and dystopic ride, did you see that interview? I was right about everything. That's the title of the CBN YouTube video. Exclusive interview, CBN News. Who's ever heard of CBN News? It has a whopping 416,000 views in the last almost 2 weeks now. I digress. The thing, you know what? We'll just play it. We should just play it. I can't believe that he actually said it. I said, if you've listened to this broadcast for any length of time, I said, you know, not that I'm a detractor, certainly not an apologist for Donald Trump. I'm just trying to say, let's look at the facts and evidence and things like that, pattern of behavior, those kinds of things. People who said that Donald Trump is megalomaniacal were not off base, in my humble estimation. And I was saying, you know, someone with those kinds of tendencies is dangerous in the White House. It's like textbook stuff from Hayek's Road to Serfdom, Chapter 10, Why the Worst Get on Top. How does it happen? This is how it happens. And things get progressively worse as we allow this cycle to be perpetuated. But it's a difficult situation. You know, we don't realize the ways that human nature, so to speak, and the mind and human behavior, and for that matter, our sinful nature have been weaponized against us. It's very sinister. And, you know, we talk about some of that stuff. You know, we have folks like Fred in Iowa, for example, that offer regular reminders. You know, we circle back to cognitive dissonance or schizophrenia. I think cognitive dissonance, as I've said, is more of a sexy and vogue term for something that should not be normalized. It's schizophrenia. You know, the Bates and double bind concept and all of these other cognitive biases that conspire against us, like Bader-Meinhof, Dunning-Kruger, normalcy bias, cognitive dissonance generally, confirmation bias or effort justification. I've talked about that from time to time. Victim psychopathy and Stockholm syndrome, which is why, you know, most major politicians at one point or another attack their constituents as much as anyone, their own constituency, because it invokes Stockholm syndrome or it deepens it. No one wants to be the person who says, I voted for that so-and-so, that idiot. This person is awful, you know. Everyone wants to save face, so we try to find ways to rationalize the evil away and play tricks on ourselves and become the salesperson for, you know, more than the person, the evil agenda, if that makes sense. We sort of buy into an evil agenda, which is not a good thing. Anyway, this remark, we'll play it in the next segment. If you didn't hear the interview, Donald Trump, I was right about everything. I mean, that all by itself is pretty brash. That's quite a statement. I was right about everything. Really? You were right about everything? If this person doesn't have megalomaniacal tendencies, then, you know, I guess no one ever did. Alexander the Great was mousy. This one remark, though, really struck me, and we'll play it in the next segment. I was just dumbfounded that he would actually say it. And in context, maybe I understand what he's saying, but still, I was astonished. and maybe you will be too. I don't know if you haven't heard it. Oh my goodness. It goes right along with I was right about everything. So, you know, is he good at putting the facts out and just letting, you know, following the truth wherever it leads, Mr. Megavax? I don't know. So we'll play that fun clip in the next segment. Stick around. I'll be right back.
There, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Someone threw a Molotov cocktail into the office of a pro-life group in Wisconsin. The official White House statement said, President Biden strongly condemns this attack and political violence of any stripe. First of all, official statement? President Biden couldn't comment himself? Second, someone throws a firebomb and this administration strongly condemns the action. But speak out at a school board against critical race theory in elementary school and you're a domestic terrorist. The MAGA movement is the most extreme political movement in our country has ever seen. Defend yourself during a riot and you're a racist. January 6th attendees are held under the jail without due process for attacking democracy itself. Firebombing a pro-lifer, strongly condemned. This administration is a partisan blend of hyperbole and hypocrisy. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com until tomorrow. Civis Pacem. Parabellum.
Welcome back. Maybe we'll play a couple of clips from this, and you decide. I mean, we're not going to play the whole thing, but, you know, about 8.5 minutes in, first of all, there's the, you know, it's a different world. It's a new world. Is it a brave new world? Well, anyway, then there's this other thing that he says about 30 seconds later. You decide. I think I think this is going too far. You decide. Go ahead, please.
Obviously, I'm opposed to many of the things that we talk about. I can think of nothing actually that I'd be for This is a different world. It's a new world. And I think it's actually going to be shut out. You know how it's going to get shut out? Common sense. It's common sense. But I think it's going, and I think religion will help shut it out. You know, nobody has done more for Christianity. Nobody has done more for religion of all type than me. And they're really doing things now to, and I've always
they're
said
right there.
They are against.
Nobody has done more for Christianity. Nobody has done more for religion of all types than me. I don't know about you, but that is, wow. I seem to recall a story somewhere about a guy named Nebuchadnezzar saying something I would say along the same order, and God saying, how about you go eat some grass for about 7 years, buddy, and let me know how fantastic you are after that. So I think it's interesting. Maybe we'll play the one other clip. I think that basically the title and sort of the basis of the interview and the subsequent article are based on. But let me just say, you know, speaking of nothing new under the sun, everything old is new again. I mean, we know that the reinvigorated plot, the reinvigoration hatched May 1, 1776. It's the 6-point plan, right? You can see it in the 10 planks. You can see it in the protocols. You can see it in all kinds of things. Again, speaking of coincidences and pattern recognition, it's the abolition of religion, organized religion, private property, ordered government, inheritance, patriotism, family. So, you know, that's the 6-point plan. And so anything that feeds into that obviously is in alignment with that evil satanic plan. And the idea is to erase everything, to create a tabula rasa of all people everywhere in the world so that the devil can install this world socialist state that will be a counterfeit of the Pentecostal moment. The Pentecostal moment was a pivotal moment, Acts chapter 2. And so, like I've said many times, is it communism? Well, the answer is who decides? Or the real question, I guess, is who decides? And when the Holy Spirit is impressing things upon people's heart, that's not communism. But when there is a dictatorial power from on high that is stealing from people, many, in many cases, against their will, yeah, I'd call that communism. You know, when there's tyranny and oppression and authoritarianism and ponderology and the Lucifer effect, that's not a Pentecostal moment. So if you look around, you can see, you know, comparing what's going on to Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28, you can see a counterfeiting of the natural order of things, so to speak, happening. And that's not just a coincidence. That'll do it for the first hour. Second hour coming up. Stick around. I'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.